Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 70 of the year, Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading up to the last frontier today, the great state of Alaska. We are looking at the at-large congressional district, which covers the entire state. It is the largest congressional district in the country, bigger than Texas, California, and Montana combined. And today, we are profiling a freshman lawmaker who flipped this seat back to the Republican Party and who carries one of the most famous names in Alaskan history. We are talking about Nick Begich III.
Stephen, if you want to understand Alaska politics, you have to understand the Begich family name. Because in Alaska, the Begich family is basically the equivalent of the Kennedys. His grandfather was Nick Begich Sr., a very popular Democratic congressman. Tragically, in 1972, Nick Begich Sr. and House Majority Leader Hale Boggs vanished when their small plane disappeared over the Gulf of Alaska. The plane was never found, and Nick III's uncle is Mark Begich, who served as a Democratic United States Senator from Alaska.
So the family is a deeply entrenched Democratic dynasty. But Nick Begich III grew up and chose a completely different political path. He got his MBA, went into the private sector, started a software development firm, and became a staunch, pro-business conservative Republican. He actually co-chaired the late Congressman Don Young's re-election campaign in 2020. And after Mary Peltola temporarily won the seat for the Democrats, Begich ran a brilliant, highly disciplined campaign in 2024 to unite the conservative base and flip the seat back to the GOP.
And arriving as a freshman in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he hit the ground running. He was placed on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. But his most powerful role is on the House Natural Resources Committee, where he was named the Vice Chair of the Energy and Mineral Resources Subcommittee. This is the exact committee that dictates federal policy over oil, gas, and critical minerals.
And that is his entire legislative agenda. He ran on a platform of unlocking Alaska. The federal government owns a massive percentage of the land in Alaska, and Begich has been aggressively pushing to strip away federal environmental regulations that prevent drilling. He is working closely with the new administration to open up the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, the NPRA, and the Coastal Plain for responsible resource extraction. He argues that Alaska cannot survive economically if Washington, D.C. bureaucrats keep locking up the land.
He has been incredibly effective at moving legislation, too. In his first year, he got 10 Alaska-specific bills passed out of the House. Just recently, in early 2026, he secured the passage of House Resolution 42 and 43. These are bills directly benefiting Alaska Native corporations, ensuring their settlement trust payments aren't unfairly taxed, and restoring municipal lands back to the local villages. He is also a massive champion for the Secure Rural Schools Act, which keeps the schools funded in remote communities where the federal government owns the land and doesn't pay local property taxes.
He understands the unique mechanics of his state perfectly, and he is very active back home. In fact, just yesterday, on March 10th, 2026, Congressman Begich was in Juneau. He delivered his annual congressional address to a joint session of the Alaska State Legislature. It is a massive tradition where the lone congressman updates the state senators and representatives on the federal budget and military infrastructure.
But while he is a pragmatic voice for Alaska, he is also unafraid to take some very tough, ideologically conservative votes in Washington. We saw this clearly in January of 2026. The House brought up a vote to extend the COVID-era enhanced premium subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. If those subsidies expired, healthcare premiums were going to spike. Every Democrat and a group of moderate Republicans voted to extend them.
But Nick Begich voted no. He was the only member of the Alaska delegation to oppose the extension. He released a statement arguing that the Affordable Care Act is a fundamentally broken system that has made healthcare completely unaffordable, and that printing more federal subsidies without actually reforming the system is irresponsible. State Democrats heavily criticized him for the vote, but he stood his ground, arguing for true free market healthcare reform.
And that fiscal conservatism extends across his entire platform. He recently joined the Congressional DOGE Caucus, the Department of Government Efficiency Caucus, to actively hunt down and eliminate federal bureaucratic waste. He also co-sponsored the Stop Insider Trading Act to ban members of Congress from trading stocks, demanding total transparency in Washington.
He is also deeply aligned with the new administration's foreign policy. Just last week, on February 28, 2026, the United States launched military strikes against Iranian nuclear and offensive capabilities. Begich immediately released a statement throwing his full support behind the military action, stating that America cannot afford complacency against a regime hell-bent on our destruction.
He is projecting strength on national security and relentlessly fighting to drill and mine back home. He understands that in a district this massive, you have to govern with absolute clarity.
The conservative scion of a famous political dynasty.
The vice chair fighting to unlock the last frontier.
That is Representative Nick Begich. That is our profile for the state of Alaska. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.